voice of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Hey, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And every night we're here till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't, so they don't, and they won't, and that's where that's at, see? Our radio show is syndicated nationally to some degree, and we're also online at philhendryshow.com. The reason why I say to some degree, I get messages from listeners all over the country. Check our affiliate page on our website and see which affiliates we've got there. We do update it as regularly as we can. We're also online at philhendryshow.com, as I mentioned. We also do a podcast and that is regularly, well, I shouldn't say regularly, that we are very grateful to note is a top 20 podcast in comedy on iTunes. So check it out. And yes, this is a talk show that specializes in a kind of satire and comedy that has sailed over the heads of program directors and general managers, but the audience likes it, so that's all that counts. Now...
Oh, that was very... That was a little bit of a zinger there, wasn't it?
No, it was not a zinger. I thought you were going to start the show with...
I was, but you butted in.
Yeah, you said you couldn't, and you butt in.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to butt in. Go ahead, Margaret. Here is Margaret Gray.
Thank you very much, Phil. I think it's appropriate to start the show with this song.
I told Mary about
it. Oh, yeah.
I told her about our great sin. Mary cried and forgave me.
Yeah, sure she did.
Mary took me back again in a pig's eye.
Said if I
wanted my freedom,
oh,
I could be free evermore. But I don't want to be, and I don't want to see Mary cry anymore.
All right, I'm done with it. Turn it down. I'm done with that slop. Turn that hillbilly down, will you please?
What are you all upset about?
I wanted to play a typical song of a typical man who typically starts to cry into his beer, oh, Mommy doesn't love me anymore. And I wanted to, this is probably what that Petraeus is singing tonight.
Well, maybe he is. I don't know. And yes, he had an affair, but there's bigger issues on the table, Margaret, than whether or not General Petraeus is... And I don't even know if he... Is he married?
Well, I would hope that he... What do you mean, is he married? He must be married.
Well, if it, I guess, yeah, if he's having an affair. Oh, it says extramarital, yeah.
Oh, it says extramarital, yeah. Wow! Oh, my God!
Gavin, you don't even know about that!
You don't see that, huh? No, I'm sorry.
Well, yes, you did. You were reading the cry on all night here before the show. You didn't put two and two together? Yes, he's married, all right?
I meant her. Is she married?
Yes, and you read that as well. What an idiot. Cut.
Yo, Mr. Amy, you gotta disavow yourself and everything.
What do you mean, disavow myself?
Don't talk about discredit yourself.
Well, I'm sorry. I you're right. It's the whole thing sucks. I mean... But what I'm trying to say here is not so much whether he got... Oh, would you come on?
Hold on, Phil.
Devil woman, don't call me.
I don't know what he says.
Devil woman, let me go. Leave me alone.
I can't stand listening to a man sound so pathetic and weak, you know?
Why does he sound pathetic and weak?
Oh, listen to... Oh, I'm running on the... Running as fast
even
as...
The seagulls are happy.
What up? He sounds like someone cut off...
Never again...
So you don't like a man who's contrite?
Cause another tear...
Oh, he's all... This man is lying like all of you do.
I see what
next... The next...
The one I want most of all...
The next skank, the next slut that comes...
Devil woman,
take it easy, take it easy, take... Turn that down, will you please?
With pleasure. I didn't want to listen to the hillbilly anyway.
Well, you played it.
Yes, and now I regret it. Take that hill... Take all that hillbilly.
Well, Miss Gray, will you mind? You have me get out all the Billy music.
I asked you to get out the Billy music, and I'm sick of it.
What Billy music are you talking about?
The Billy, this...
You mean country music?
Yes.
You know, Margaret, it's really...
Yes, Phil, go ahead.
What are you upset about?
Well, you're talking about you didn't know what you were saying on the extramarital, you know. He had an extramarital affair. You have to understand that.
I do understand he had an extramarital affair. Can I get to my point? Can I get to my point? May I?
Go ahead.
It's obvious, and I reacted to this like a complete idiot this morning. I was about as dumb as they could be. I got on Twitter, and I tweeted all kinds of stupid stuff about how, oh, you can't judge a man just because he has an affair. You can't... Why, if Eisenhower was judged, if Froze... And, of course, I'm forgetting one very important fact. The guy's the CIA director. That means that's a security problem. That means, no, you cannot have an affair because you don't know. This chick, excuse me for calling her a chick.
No, she's a chick. She does not qualify as a woman. She's a chick.
Well, I'm going to call her a woman.
No, I am a woman. I'm telling you, you have the green light to call her a slut. You have the green light. What are you looking at, Phil?
Well, that's a little rough, isn't it?
Do you understand what the slut did? The slut compromised the head of the CIA. Now, I understand that the head of the CIA, he, in his own right, made a terrible mistake, and as far as I'm concerned, probably should be in a jail cell. But the slut, don't take your eye off the slut.
Well, I'm not going to call her a slut.
Fine, I will.
You can do that, Margaret, when and if you have the floor. My point is, it is a security breach of such magnitude that, yes, the FBI had to investigate. Yes, as we speak at this hour, General Petraeus may very well be sitting with the FBI. Maybe he's been with the FBI since whenever this afternoon, and they're going to keep on talking to him until they make sure they've got all the info. General Petraeus right now is being what they call, in a nice word, debriefed.
Oh, you better believe that.
Take it easy. And General Petraeus is going to be debriefed until the until the FBI says, okay, you can go now, but, you know, we may have a few more questions. And then she is probably in another room somewhere, and they're debriefing her. And the reason is very simple. This is something that other intelligence gathering agencies that work for countries that may not be the greatest countries in the world as far as their friendship to us, this is the first way they try to compromise people sexually. So if General Petraeus, for instance, was sleeping with, this woman, and she happened to be a Chinese spy.
You said that earlier, you still don't get it.
What don't I get?
She's not Chinese.
Yes, not Chinese.
Oh, well, she's not Chinese.
What a couple of idiots.
Why?
Hold on. You're right, she's not Chinese. Why, if she was Chinese, then we'd know that she works for the Chinese, right?
No, not necessarily work for the Chinese, but if she does work for the Chinese, she's Chinese.
Oh, sure, that's right. The Chinese always hire Chinese people to work in their intelligence agency, don't they?
Well, they're in China.
Oh, right. They're in China, so there's nothing but Chinese. So naturally, they're going to hire Chinese secret, agents. And then the Chinese secret agent comes to America and goes to West Point. You know, is that what happens?
What are you getting at?
He's saying to you...
Whoa. This is an education of my two young friends here. Is that what you guys are saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're saying if they're going to hire a Chinese, they're going to hire a Chinese agent.
Yeah.
Really? So we know that she's not a Chinese agent or could not be a Chinese agent because she doesn't look Chinese.
Well, I mean, are you saying she could have been born in China? Are you saying I'm being racist?
Are you being racist? No, you're not being racist at all. I'm not being sarcastic that way. I'm being sarcastic in another way.
Well, I don't get it, man.
Well, I don't... Bud, what are you saying? Are you telling me that that woman with those features could have been born in China?
Yeah, she could be Chinese.
What are you talking about? She doesn't look Asian.
It could be a...
Like a DNA.
A genetic mutation.
Would you guys get real? I ain't even talking about that. I'm talking a genetic mutation. The woman is an American. Don't you think the Chinese government can come over here and hire Americans to act on their behalf in the United States?
Are you trying to tell me that China's going to hire American to spy on us?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you.
What douchebag would do that?
Plenty of douchebags. By the millions. We've had them in the past, we'll have them in the future. I was just talking in the pre-show about that boy slob, that guy that worked out here in L.A., you remember him?
Talking about the Falcon and Snowman.
The what?
Yeah, watch how you say that.
I said Falcon and the Snowman.
The Falcon and the Snowman. Yeah, it was the movie. But the Chinese, the Russians, they don't just hire China. The Chinese have got agents working here deep cover in the United States right now as so-called operatives, which is what CNN and Fox likes to call them. But the fact is they've got agents here that are Americans. They've got agents here that are Anglo. They got to hire Chinese.
Well, I did...
Why do you say Chinese? What about Russia?
Russia too, man. So I'm not saying this lady is an agent. I'm saying that that would have been the problem. That would have been the problem. Had she worked for... And she may... I don't know. Like I said, the FBI's talking to her right now. I mean, the FBI's probably got more questions for her than they got for Petraeus.
But they're going to ask Petraeus, what did you guys talk about? And then they're going to ask him again and again and again. They're going to find out what she's all about, who she's hooked up with. Oh, really? So you come from North Dakota and you wrote a book. Bull crap. We don't believe that. They're going to put her through all kinds of hell. Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it.
Well, I mean, what, Phil? This is not Taylor Tinker, whatever that...
Tinker, Taylor, Soldier, Spy? No, I know it's not. It's real life. And in real life, that's what they do.
That's what they did in Tinker, Taylor.
Look, let's take a break. I can't talk to you idiots, okay?
Phil, I'm not the idiot. They are.
Yeah, that's right. We'll be right back. We'll be back with more on Petraeus and more on Margaret with Devil Woman and more on whether the Chinese, have to hire Chinese people. Maybe they hired that guy who was dry cleaning Monica Lewinsky's dress at the Chinese laundry in D.C. What do you think?
That's a possibility. See, that's something, bud, you want to look into.
Yes, I'll get right on that. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Don't wow me. I didn't do anything.
Not much.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
General Galen Shaw, retired United States Army general, on the line with us from his home in Vienna, Virginia. And good to have you with us, General. How are you doing tonight?
Well, we're all very concerned as to the status of the investigation into General Petraeus. I've never met the man myself. I've admired him from a distance. He's part of a younger generation of individuals that distinguish themselves in the United States Army. Certainly he did just that, distinguishing himself on the field of battle and then coming home here to the United States and assuming the duties there as the CIA director. But I can tell you that it is of grave concern that the president is being held to a different standard than other presidents and other CIA directors.
Why do you say that? You're talking about Obama?
Yes, I'm talking about Obama. The fact that they've had the FBI tailing this man nonstop in order, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, to embarrass the president by finding General Petraeus in a compromising position and then leaking small amounts of this material to the press before they have an opportunity to do a proper interrogation or debriefing, as you call it, and find out exactly what he knew and when he knew it.
There's a lot that you're saying there, General, if I could back up here.
Certainly.
I don't know, how do you first of all say that President Obama was targeted by the FBI? Where...
Because I believe the FBI comes from and is fully entrenched and ingrained in a very conservative, it's an institutionally conservative branch of the government, and it is a law enforcement branch that I think has never been comfortable with Obama as president. And as a result of that, I think they have freelanced in ways to find something embarrassing on President Obama. Now, they're probably kicking themselves over there that they weren't able to find this before the election, but find something they did in the person of this General Petraeus and this alleged, and let me underline the word alleged, affair.
But General Petraeus has resigned.
Well, he's had no choice but to resign because the pressure, obviously, on a new president who is trying to reach across the aisle to groups of conservatives and Republicans and Tea Party individuals that will think nothing of weakening this country as much as they possibly can because they have a personal vendetta against the President of the United States.
And again, you're saying an awful lot here, General, that I think needs to be questioned, okay?
Well, Phil, I'm open to any question that you'd like to ask me.
First of all, you're saying that the institutional conservatism of the FBI led them to target the president and try to embarrass him by way of one of his appointments, correct?
That is correct, yes.
All right, now let me just continue. You're further saying
that the president isn't going to be able to do anything about that and is not going to fight them because he's got too much other work he needs to do with conservatives in Congress to move his budget forward, health care.
All of the things on the Obama agenda, which it looks like he may be able to reach a meeting of the minds with the... as far as you can reach a meeting of the so-called minds, when you're talking about people like Boehner, when you're talking about some of the conservative leader, Eric Cantor, and some of the conservative leadership, if you say, I want a meeting of the minds, you have to use that term loosely, because I don't know which one of those qualifies as an individual with a mind. And I think this is a great example of the conservatives caring more about themselves and their own feedback, if you will, or rice bowl, as they say in the East, and less about the well-being of the country.
All right, so now we have Obama being embarrassed by the FBI because they don't like him, so they got a bunch of dirt on Petraeus, one of Obama's appointments.
And let me add as well, Phil, that Petraeus is in a particularly high-profile, highly sensitive, very public job, and one that the public will feel, the public will take a personal interest in. The American people take an interest in who is the CIA director, who is the FBI director, because these are individuals, and these are jobs that have to do with the security of the country. And therefore, when you target an individual like a Petraeus, who is the head of the CIA, you're hitting a bullseye there.
All right. Are you saying that this is evidence that was trumped up?
No, I'm not. I'm saying it may wear. I don't know if this woman was put into this position to write this book, to gain this access, to eventually put General Petraeus in a compromising position. I don't know if she did this at the behest of the FBI. You keep talking about how she is being debriefed by the FBI. I would give you even money that she, right now she's just having a cup of coffee and talking over old times, and there isn't any real interrogation going on because she was put up to the job by the FBI. Now, I'm not saying that that's the case, but it wouldn't surprise me.
All right, that's another highly charged. So this affair that he's having was one that was created, or the opportunity at least, by the FBI because they've got a problem with him.
I'm saying that that is one of the possibilities. Now, you're dealing with the intelligence-gathering apparatus of the United States government. It is the most sophisticated that the world has ever known. It is one that has tentacles both domestic and foreign. On the foreign side, you have the CIA, and here on the domestic side, you have the FBI. And in either situation, you have individuals, agencies, and the components of masterful manipulation. Anyone who ever read Dale Seagrass's book or William Cheney's book, anyone who ever knew Webster, or anyone who ever knew other CIA directors, most notably the man under Richard Nixon, whose name cannot be spoken by those of us who've had problems with the CIA, because, quite frankly, if we do, we compromise ourselves.
And I don't know what you're talking about, General.
Well, I'm sorry to have brought it up, but the fact is the facts are the facts, and here is what I'm trying to say.
I don't know what you mean by you can't speak his name.
I'm talking about Richard Helms. I'm using hyperbole. Richard Helms was, as Oliver Stone himself pointed out in the film Nixon, and as other writers and observers of the Central Intelligence Agency have so noted, Richard Helms was a black and evil man. Richard Helms had the soul, a black soul. In fact, I've heard people say of Richard Helms, he was soulless. There was no soul. Richard Helms was the man that directed the assassination of innocent civilian leaders in Vietnam.
All right, look, I don't want to go into a history lesson here, okay?
Well, I'm not doing, I'm giving you the setup for what happened to Petraeus. And
hold the phone here. Talking to General Galen Shaw, retired U.S. General Galen Shaw, about General Petraeus resigning and his contention that Petraeus was set up by the very people that are interviewing him tonight, the FBI. Was it a interagent, was it a hassle? Was it something the FBI created because they don't like Obama and they want to embarrass one of his political, sensitive political appointments? The world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445.
Phil Henry.
Years ago, when I was drag racing, I remember seeing a man...
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, and we're online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. We also have podcasts afoot. We're all over the place, man, so whatever you do, don't lose track. Well, you can't lose track of us even if you tried. If you wanted to, you could lose track of us is what I'm trying to say. Anyway, but don't. Please don't. All right. General Galen Shaw joining us. General Shaw, you have been a military man most of your life. You are now witnessing another military man taking a big, he's taking a header, as they say. This cat is, he's fallen off the perch. What makes a guy with everything in the world to lose, what makes a guy do what he did?
Well, I don't think you're listening to what I'm saying. I think that the FBI led him into this in their need to embarrass Obama.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. Whether the FBI led him into this or not, which is, it's your opinion that the FBI is behind an effort to embarrass Obama, don't you think...
Well, it's not a theory to be dismissed. It is not a theory to be dismissed that the FBI, with an Obama second term looming, something that, as you know, the far right in this country is having a very difficult time swallowing, and they're doing everything they can to denigrate it. I was just listening to one of your colleagues on the television, Laura Ingraham, who said that she knows people who were ready to hire and put money into the economy if Romney was elected. And now they're not going to put money into the economy because of Obama. Now, that's traitorous. That is seditious.
You're not saying Laura.
No, I'm saying any business that says, no, now because we've got Obama again, I'm not going to put money back into my business, is traitorous, seditious, is obviously hoping against hope that the economy of the United States collapses so that Obama will be impeached and that they can bring a far right-wing hack into the presidency of the United States. Now, I will tell you this. Whether or not Petraeus whether he was set up by the FBI or not, what causes a man to do what Petraeus did is quite simply the need, after so many years of public service, to have someone, anyone, appreciate what you do. And General Petraeus, after giving everything that he could to this country, after helping us through the Iraq War, after agreeing to take over one of the, it may be a glamorous job, but it's one of the vilest occupations in the United States government. It is a thankless job. You are up to your elbows in waste. You are up to your elbows in filth. And that is the job of CIA director. And he agreed to take that job. And along comes an attractive young woman, probably more attractive than perhaps it has been the general's experience to be around.
Now, you know that the general has a wife, okay?
And I would ask you to, as I said before the broadcast, don't bring up the wife. I'm talking about General Petraeus and the fact that he is with a woman that may be the most attractive thing he's seen in years.
I want to say something. Can I say something?
Yeah, General, we have Margaret Gray.
Yes, Margaret.
I have to say something to you, General Shaw. You are insulting every woman saying that the General Petraeus...
Hold on now. I don't think I was insulting...
I want to finish this.
General, just let her finish, okay?
I wasn't insulting any women.
Let her finish.
Yes, you are insulting women when you say that this woman, this Broadwell, whatever her name is, she was just so seductive and she was so beautiful that General Petraeus, after all these years of giving himself to this country, could not resist. That denigrates his wife. That denigrates all women. And I don't think you really understand women.
Well, I don't think you understand men.
Believe me, I do. I have a husband and a son.
Well, I don't care if you've got a husband and a son. If you've got a man who's given his life's blood to this country and he comes home to whatever he comes home to, and I don't know his wife, so I don't know.
What if she's a gorgeous woman?
Well, I doubt it seriously, considering...
Well, what if she's a gorgeous woman, but she doesn't have the military background? Maybe that's what attracted her, or him.
I don't know what attracted. The only thing that attracted General Are you kidding? What are you? You're a man, Mr. Henry. The only thing that attracted General Petraeus was, and I'll be frank, with those pouting lips of hers, that she can do more with than just kiss you. And
okay, all right, so fine, so I get it.
What? You know, you are really a pig.
I'm telling you the truth. I'm not couching it. And I'm telling you right now, the bigger problem with this country is the FBI setting up President Obama.
All right, General, you got a question?
I don't have a question. I have a comment. Are you married?
Yes, I am, very happily.
And have you ever thought of yourself as not being appreciated and not being taken care of, and when the first pretty face came along, you wanted to jump it?
Absolutely, I have. I'm not going to lie to you. Yes, I have. I've given everything to my country as a member of the military. I've put my life on the line for my country. And what have I gotten in return? Very little, I can tell you that, and that's the case with most military people. Most of the people in the military don't get squat. We go out there, we do what we've got to do, we protect this country, and we come home to a country filled with people who look at you with doll's eyes, dead eyes. You walk into a restaurant, and the maitre d' or the hostess or whoever, if you've come home from Iraq, you've come home from Vietnam, you've come home from the theaters of war, and you go into a restaurant, and you look at a waitress, you look at the hostess, you look at the maitre d', and they look back at you with the dead black eyes of the walking dead, and you realize that you are not appreciated. You realize they don't care whether you live or whether you die. And even if you had been a soldier, it would have been better for them if you'd come home in a bag.
God, that is a hell of a generalization, General. I can't let you get away with that.
Let me tell you something, my friend. I saw those guys come back from Vietnam, and I've seen Americans stare back at them with the same greedy, dead, dull eyes of those... Do you know the Walking Dead?
Yes, I know the Walking Dead.
Yes, I do, General. Are you saying the American people are like zombies?
I don't know what you mean by that. I'm saying the dead look.
Well, that's what a zombie is.
All right, if that's a zombie, then that's what it is. So why shouldn't Petraeus take advantage of the first pair of eyes that looks at him, that look at him with recognition, with admiration, and with thankfulness and gratitude? I would. Yes, I would.
Are you not happy in your marriage?
I'm very happy in my marriage.
Are you? Then why would you take advantage of something like that?
Are you kidding? You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not. Why would you take advantage of that?
You just blasted my ears out with that.
I'm sorry, the microphone fader slipped. Why would you take advantage of that, as you say, if you're a happily married man?
Look at it, will you, for God's sake? Look at it.
What do you mean by it? Are you talking about the woman?
I'm talking about this picture that Phil has on his website of this lady Broadwell.
Okay, I'm looking at her. Is that what you mean?
Yes. Do you see it? Or not it or her, whatever you want to say. That is one... That's a piece of... Well, you didn't want me to say...
All right, look, General, thank you very much.
Mr. Henry, I think what we need in this country is a realistic view of what the military does... and what we get in return. And if General Petraeus decided that even with the FBI setting him up the way they did, he wanted to take that on your homepage, what I'm looking at right now, I'd take that downtown. Are you telling me you wouldn't let that climb you?
All right. Thank you very much.
Well,
Hang up on him, please. I'm very offended.
Thank you very much, General.
Don't be PW, Phil. Don't allow any woman to PW, Phil. And always stand for your rights and for your principles as an American. Will you promise me that?
Always, sir, yes.
All right. Then you can't go wrong, even as you sit next to that emasculating skank.
That was intended for me. I'm going to tell you this right now. I've never been more offended by any interview that I've ever heard you do than that one right there.
Are you kidding me? Mr. Henry's dead offended, but interview's way more offended.
Yeah, he has. Got to admit.
Yeah, and some of them I've done with you, Margaret.
What does that mean? That man was referring to that woman as an it. He's talking about men having the right to go out and to have extramarital affairs, even though... or because of their service to the... I don't know.
He was talking about the whole thing. Military guys are not anywhere near appreciated, is what he was saying. And to that extent, he was saying, why shouldn't the guy take advantage of, quote, that?
Yes, he's looking at her as if she's a thing.
Well, in his mind, I guess. I don't know. We can talk to Harvey Wireman, who's also a veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps, about his attitudes as to whether or not he was appreciated, but it's a different generation.
You got to talk about Mr. Wireman. Well, Lloyd Bonafide, talk about a drip.
Let's get Lloyd on the phone. Mr. Bonafide is a Korean War veteran, Bud Dickman. If you do you have his name or number in our...
We don't have a Rolodex anymore. We had an address book.
Okay, that's fine. You don't have to have a Rolodex.
And keep it on a computer.
Good, that's great. Go find his number, look him up, and let's get to the bottom of this, okay? As we canvass the array of military people that we know, I know, Margaret, you want to finish singing Devil Woman.
Only because I think this song is asinine and I don't buy into it. I'm sure that General Shaw and so many other men buy into the myth of, oh, I'm so sorry I cheated on you and she's in a tar paper shack down by the sea. You've got to be kidding. He goes out, has sex with a bar slut, some barracks slut that he meets. Meanwhile, he's leaving his wife, a woman most likely carrying his child, in a tar paper shack that has no real foundation. It was set up on shifting sands on a beach somewhere. Do you understand what I'm saying, right?
Well, I understand.
It's a tar paper shack filled with no footers. No footings have been dug.
What are you giving me a lesson in construction?
I'm saying if you leave a woman alone in a home, it should be a home and not something set up with no... I don't know what you're...
Well, yeah, okay, fine. I don't know where the guy's living. Are you talking to me about this guy in the song?
I'm talking about Marty Robbins, yes. He's made millions. And he's got some woman with child in a tar paper shack while he goes off and has sex with this woman. I don't know who she is. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at you. Marty Robbins is singing a song. He's not singing it as the country singer millionaire Marty Robbins that he left his wife, who also shares in his millions, in a tar paper shack by the...
Well, how do you know that?
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, Mr. Henry, how do you... I mean, I don't know. I mean, it does sound kind of dumb and everything.
No, you sound dumb, bud. I don't sound dumb.
Well, it's dumb to think of Marty Robbins going to leave a lady in a tar paper shack.
What do you mean tar paper shack anyway? What does that got to do with it? The bottom line here is, are you going to sing the song or are you not?
Yes, I'm going to sing the song.
Good. We'll be right back. Lloyd Bonafide or Harvey, one of the two, will also join us as we continue our discussion of General David Petraeus, who he blew it. He's the CIA director and he's having an extramarital affair. That's going to draw the attention of the government every time. And foreign governments, too. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Yes. You gotta figure it out.
No, I've got it figured out. You don't.
Well, we've got a lot of people who have guested on our program over the years that could talk to us about a military man's view of military life and service to country, and what does a military man expect from the country that he has served. As a friend of mine who spent years in the Navy once said to me, that when you join the military, you are writing a check, the value of which includes the very price of your own life. You're writing a check to your country for the amount up to your entire life, and the country can do what they wish with it. You certainly hope they use it wisely. You hope that if they have to cash the whole check, meaning your entire life is lost, you hope that it's spent wisely. That's about all you can hope for when you join the military in service of the United States, or maybe any country, but particularly our country. R.C. Collins is joining us tonight. He is a cadet at Bradley Military Academy, which I understand is not a branch of the United States military, but it gives us at least a view of one who is hoping to be a member of the U.S. military. R.C., how are you doing tonight, R.C.?
I'm doing really good, Mr. Henry, and I share with the whole country the feeling I just feel bad about General Petraeus and what happened and everything. I'm not really sure what happened or anything like that.
No, I understand. Are you reluctant to understand? What I mean by that is, would you rather this just be handled by the politicians and you not know?
Well, no, sir. I want to know. What I do know is troubling. Somebody who is aspiring to be in the military, and to see a general that I admired, like just about my whole life, because I'm very, when the 9/11 happened, I was only a kid, and I'm still only a kid. And when I find out that this general who I admired, and now he's off. Bird dogging, as we say in the military, bird dogging, chicks and banging.
Okay, hold on. We don't want to,
I'm sorry, sir.
That's okay. You just don't want to go off and say that. I don't think that General Petraeus was bird dogging chicks, though. Is that what you would?
I'm very disappointed to find out that a leader that I admired, and my whole goal is to join the United States military to eventually go to North Carolina, Fort Bragg, and join airborne. I mean, that's what everybody that I know about. I mean, we want to go airborne. You don't go at all, sure. I the Army. I love the Army and everything and anything I would be able to do in it, I would want to do to the best of my ability. But as far as I'm concerned, I might as well. If I don't get airborne, I might as well just go up there without a chute and jump out.
All right. Well, I understand your goal is airborne.
Oh, yes, sir, it is.
I mean, and you don't think the rest of the Army's worthy.
Oh, no, sir, I'm not saying that, but for me, for R.C. Collins, just for this guy here, just talking about this, this recruit here, sir, just for me, you're talking about me, right?
Yeah, just for you.
Just for me, I'd rather, if I can't be airborne, I'd rather just be a piece of asphalt, that's what we have a saying. If you can't be airborne, then you better just hope the chute don't open and you just bar a parking lot, things like that.
All right, so we got sidetracked. R.C. Collins joins us tonight, a cadet at Bradley Military Academy. You're not yet in the Army. I know that your hope is to go to West Point, correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. And once you leave West Point, then you go to airborne training?
Yes, sir. I mean, God willing, yes, sir.
Okay. So General Petraeus, you were saying, disappoints you greatly.
Yes, sir.
Do you believe he had this affair?
Well, I'm not one to judge whether the federal, the FBI did anything wrong. I'm not one to judge how they investigate anything, but if what they said was true, then the general is very much, it's a great betrayal. And
Now you know that the woman that he is accused of having this affair with, we don't know that she's a foreign agent.
Well, we don't know that she's a foreign agent, maybe, but we don't know, what if she, if the FBI investigates this lady and finds out that she has some compromised background, it would be my fervent hope that she would be dealt with, and that General Petraeus as well would be dealt with as well. And that hurts me to say that, because I admired that man during the Iraq War and everything about that. And
so you would hope that they would be put in prison?
Sir, to be honest with you, just speaking for this cadet, I would hope that that they would do worse. I would hope that both of them would be summarily dealt with, sir, but that's just my opinion.
You'd want to see the General Petraeus, this man that you, if she proves to be a foreign agent, you'd want to see him killed.
Yes, sir, I would. That's what happens in the army. If you're in the battle and somebody, some sucker takes off of the medical supplies, you're allowed to go ahead and do some chopping right then and there. You know about that, right, Mr. Henry?
I don't know about that. I don't know anything about that. I don't know any rule that says you're allowed to kill unless he's, you know, your own man. Is that what you're saying?
If you got some lover that's about to take off with the medical supplies, you start chopping.
I don't know anything about that.
Well, that's why I would hope that if General Petraeus, if they do find that General Petraeus has compromised the American military and has slept it with a Chinese operative, I hope that they summarily deal with both of them. Yes, sir.
R.C. Collins with us. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be back with more about General Petraeus. Also, are the lights out? Are the lights on? What the hell is going on with the utility companies? And we'll be discussing that with Art Griego as well in the wake of the storm. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.